problems that crop up every day, such as talking with a patient who feels reluctant to change, encouraging someone who lacks confidence, and raising the sensitive subject of change in the first place. We are mindful, too, of the rewards and challenges of working on the front line in marginalized communities, where patients face such daunting threats to their health and obstacles to change. There is hardly a medical condition in hospitals or community settings where the way people live their lives and the resources available to them do not directly impact their health and recovery. We hope this book will help you to feel more confident to work across boundaries of language and culture, because we pay careful attention to practical steps for engaging with people in an efficient manner, often under time constraints. The book contains numerous examples of practitioners speaking with people across cultures. The route to success is a very basic guideline. See this as a person first, patient second, and show them that you care. Then you can start developing your skills. What's the best way to use this book? We suggest you dive into those parts that look the most helpful to you, with one proviso. Have a good read of the opening two chapters first, because they not only describe what MI is, but also highlight the all-important value of a fundamental shift in how you help patients to change. MI is a style of consulting, with an attitude behind it that will feel quite different from the find-it, fix-it approach that works well when managing acute medical presentations. The shift to working in this style starts with you, where you hold back from solving problems for patients and adopt the mindset of a guide, focused on how to help people access their own strengths and abilities to achieve better health. Consider some of these topics offered in the book. Get better at connecting with patients. Use advice giving more skillfully. Help the hesitant patient to resolve their ambivalence. Raise a difficult subject. Help patients to build their confidence and make change plans. Make your service environment more user-friendly. We wish you well in developing and refining your style of practice, and hope that above all you enjoy the perspectives presented in this book. From our own experience and that of others who have adopted MI into their professional practice, we are confident that if you step back from solving every problem for patients, your life becomes easier and your patients will become more empowered to make healthful decisions. A note about language. In writing this book, we have made several decisions about language choices and style. For example, generally we refer to the people who come to us seeking treatment or medical care as patients, though in places we may use clients or people instead. Furthermore, we have avoided as much as possible using technical or specialized terminology and jargon. Also, when a passage in the book calls for a pronoun referring to a singular generic person, we use they, them, or their as that pronoun. Stephen Rolnick, William R. Miller, Christopher C. Butler. Prologue. All practitioners know the scenario where you invite a patient to change this or that behavior, and the response is one of ambivalence or even refusal. This dilemma is universal, as are efforts to persuade people out of the behavior. The problem is that simply telling others what to do is usually not enough to motivate them to do it. As we emerge from a pandemic, circling down on the healthcare practitioner is vaccine hesitancy, a good example of ambivalence if ever there was one. The subject of behavior change is not a fringe topic. The genetics and biomarker revolutions in healthcare are beginning to deliver new and better targeted therapies. It's astounding how many presenting problems we considered untreatable only a decade ago are now managed well as part of a regular lifestyle, and even cured. With new technologies and new procedures, we are making great leaps in battling diseases. And yet all of these developments reinforce something we all know. The real breakthrough to better health and sustainable healthcare will involve individuals changing their own health-related behavior. Simply receiving magic bullet therapies will deliver very few of us from harm. Of course, we don't need these newer medical technologies to identify what is making us sick and what will make us well. Smoking, excess alcohol, sedentary lifestyle, and poor diet account for most premature morbidity and mortality and healthcare expenditure in developed countries. And communicable diseases are almost all influenced by human behaviors. Indeed, is there a single illness, disease, or condition that will not be prevented or ameliorated by thinking or behaving differently? The suffering caused by chronic pain, if we follow the evidence, can be greatly reduced by increasing activity, strength,